During animal disease emergencies, the establishment of vehicle checkpoints may be necessary to monitor, screen, and guide animal transport vehicles. This just-in-time training presentation will overview the setup and operation considerations for a vehicle checkpoint during animal disease emergency situations. Vehicle checkpoints serve an important function during an animal disease outbreak situation. This process helps identify transport shipments that may contain infected or susceptible animals, blocks entry and redirects unaffected vehicles away from outbreak locations, and restricts the movement of vehicles with infected or potentially infected animals. Vehicle checkpoints also help to establish controlled entry and exit points at infected or suspect premises or state borders. When setting up a vehicle checkpoint, several factors must be considered and determined prior to use for procedures to proceed smoothly. These include identifying site locations, obtaining equipment and supplies that will be needed, as well as gathering a sufficient number of personnel to man the checkpoint. Let's first look at location. Vehicle checkpoints should be located on a public road or property. The site should be a well-traveled, easy-access location to ensure all incoming agricultural traffic driving on that road will go through the checkpoint. Secondary routes may need to be blocked to divert traffic to the checkpoint. The area should be large enough to allow for the volume of traffic and staff activities. Room for vehicle movement and spacing will be important to minimize potential transmission of disease between vehicles awaiting screening. Checkpoint locations should include holding areas for large vehicles. Cleaning and disinfection areas may also be needed. Checkpoints should be located away from any animal production sites and should be usable for a variety of weather situations. Access to water, sanitary sewer, and electricity will be needed. Vehicle checkpoint site locations should be identified prior to an emergency situation. A wide variety of equipment and supplies will be needed for vehicle checkpoint operation. Road signs and traffic control equipment, such as traffic cones and barricades, will be needed to guide vehicles through the checkpoint, holding, and C&D areas. Standards for installing and maintaining traffic control devices for public roadways are outlined in the Manual on Uniform Traffic Control Devices and should be followed. This document is published by the Federal Highway Administration under the Code of Federal Regulations, Section 23, Part 655, Subpart F. Personnel working near the road or barricades will need reflective safety vests. All traffic control devices and signs should be lighted or reflective for night use. If vehicle control activities will be conducted at night, lighting for the checkpoint area should be set up. Generators, drop service, or batteries will be needed to keep the lighting working at all times. Checkpoint sites should have maps of the area, as these can be useful to help drivers that are being rerouted navigate their detour route. In addition to traffic control equipment, supplies for the handling and welfare of any animals diverted will be necessary. Pens or housing for animals may be needed if animals are to be offloaded. In these situations, equipment to herd or move the animals should be available. In hot weather situations, fans or water spray will be needed to keep the animals cool while moving through the checkpoint line. Additionally, general supplies such as tables, chairs, water for workers, and sanitation facilities should be available. A means of communication, such as portable radios or cell phones, as well as computers to transmit document-related information, will also be needed. A sufficient number of personnel should be staffed at the vehicle checkpoint to handle the anticipated volume of traffic and minimize delays at the checkpoint. All checkpoints, at a bare minimum, should have two people to allow for backup in case of an emergency or injury. Personnel staffed at the checkpoint may include individuals with training and expertise in animal health, law enforcement, cleaning and disinfection, as well as support personnel. The animal health personnel can be made up of local veterinarians and technicians, state veterinary response corps members, or extension specialists, all of whom are helpful in animal knowledge and proper animal movement paperwork. Law enforcement personnel present at the checkpoint can include local and state police departments, military police, National Guard, conservation officers, and park rangers. These officers will assist in containing and moving vehicles and enforcing any laws associated with the checkpoint. Cleaning and disinfection personnel will be needed and should be trained in proper cleaning and disinfection techniques for a given disease situation and when these techniques need to be used. Groups that may have this training and be of assistance include fire departments and hazmat teams. Road crews or public works departments may also be helpful for setting up checkpoint locations. While each vehicle checkpoint will have unique goals for a particular situation, A few basic steps apply to most situations. First, the checkpoint will serve to identify vehicles with infected or susceptible animals. Monitoring and screening of vehicles and transport documentation will help determine the level of disease risk for the animals on the transport vehicle. The checkpoint should have individuals serving as flaggers, which identify vehicles and direct them to the checkpoint screening area, and screeners, who review checkpoint criteria or compliance with movement control orders. Additionally, staff will be needed to direct or guide the vehicle to a temporary holding area when warranted. Depending on the criteria for the checkpoint, vehicles will either be allowed to proceed to their destination, directed to return to their point of origin, or diverted to a temporary holding area for additional procedures, which may include cleaning and disinfection procedures or offloading of the animals. Due to the dynamic nature of an animal disease emergency, the defining criteria of a movement control order is likely to change. These changes will need to be communicated to checkpoint personnel in a timely and efficient manner. The state veterinarian who will issue the movement control order will specify the types of vehicles, commodities, and animals that will need to be stopped and screened based on the particular incident. This will vary based on the disease of concern and the animals susceptible to the disease. Additional procedures that will be needed at the checkpoint include documentation, communication, cleaning and disinfection measures, attention to animal welfare, and waste management. All personnel should receive training prior to working at the checkpoint location. Records of vehicles entering the area will help animal officials track and trace the movement of animals, including origin and destination, to determine areas of concern and to help determine the level of risk of exposure for the animals. It also allows contact of owners in case of outbreak changing criteria. Accurate record keeping at the checkpoint will be essential. Documentation may include date and time the vehicle arrived at the checkpoint, the location, such as highway or mile marker of the checkpoint, the vehicle make and model, license number, state of licensure, and vehicle USDOT number, the driver's license number and state, contact information including address and phone, the point of origin or the place where the animals were loaded, including contact name, address, and phone number, and premise ID if possible. The types of health papers or shipping documents examined, including issuing state as well as any document number on the form. Description of the vehicle contents, including animals, species, and number. Feed type, such as hay or grain, or equipment, such as livestock panels. The final destination of the load, the contact name, address, and phone number for that destination, as well as the owner's name, address, and phone number for the animal or commodity. The driver should provide a signature on the information sheet. It is also important to record if the vehicle was diverted to a temporary holding area to offload, returned to its point of origin, or allowed to proceed to its intended destination. In addition to transport vehicles and load information, documentation of resources used for traffic control, such as labor charges, equipment rental, cost of expendable equipment, will be needed for reimbursement. Each vehicle checkpoint should have a means of communication with incident command. This may be via two-way radios or cell phones. Computers will also be needed to record and transmit document-related information. Communication with the industry, associated or affiliated industries, such as trucking companies, and the public regarding the vehicle checkpoint will be essential. DOT message boards can be used to relay the necessary information and can improve patience and compliance with the checkpoint process. A public awareness campaign explaining the situation can increase compliance with checkpoint procedures. Information sheets for distribution can aid in ensuring uniform information dissemination. Provide an explanation for the traffic control measures, how to obtain a permit for animal movement, alternative routes if allowed, as well as basic biosecurity measures. Additionally, media coverage can aid in informing drivers of the checkpoint necessity and procedures. Cleaning and disinfection may be a necessary step before transport vehicles can leave a checkpoint location. This infection control measure can reduce the risk for disease spread to additional areas. Most situations will involve spot C&D, such as undercarriage and tire washes. If more intense C&D is required, setup should be established in a holding area at the checkpoint. Any material falling or leaking from stopped vehicles must be scooped up, absorbed, and the area cleaned and disinfected. Equipment and supplies needed for a C&D station will include an effective disinfectant product, as well as cleaning equipment such as brushes and buckets. Selection of disinfectant product will be dependent on the particular disease being addressed. A running water source will be needed. Equipment such as brimming materials, such as 4x4s or sand tubes, and a sump pump may be needed to redirect or contain wastewater generated. The C&D station should be manned by personnel knowledgeable in cleaning and disinfection and biosecurity procedures. Any personnel in contact with vehicles should wash and disinfect their hands between vehicles and disinfect footwear before leaving the location. For more information on vehicle and personnel C&D, see the Cleaning and Disinfection Just-in-Time training presentations. Any personnel working the cleaning and disinfection sections will need personal protective equipment, such as waterproof footwear and outerwear. PPE at cleaning and disinfection stations not only protects personnel from possible zoonotic diseases, but also from the chemical disinfectant exposure and getting wet. Masks and goggles may be needed when mixing and applying disinfectant solutions. Gloves can protect hands. For more information on personal protective equipment, see the Personal Protective Equipment Just-in-Time training presentation. Animal welfare must be addressed at traffic checkpoint locations. One of the critical factors to consider is weather, particularly heat and humidity. Animals being transported in hot weather are dependent on the airflow created by a moving truck in order to keep cool. If trucks are stopped for an extended amount of time, the airflow is compromised and heat can begin to negatively affect the health and safety of these animals. It is important to keep checkpoint traffic moving as quickly and smoothly as possible, especially in hot weather. Swine and poultry are particularly sensitive to high temperatures and can succumb fairly quickly if mitigating actions are not taken. Portable fans and misting devices may be used to help keep the animals cool and comfortable. Any waste generated at the checkpoint should be considered contaminated and disposed of properly. This primarily includes feces, urine, bedding material, and any unwashable personal protective equipment. As previously mentioned, any runoff water, detergent, and disinfectant must be contained or handled in such a manner to avoid environmental harm or impact. If veterinary activities such as drawing blood or collecting tissue samples are conducted at the checkpoint site, sharps such as needles or scalpel blades should be placed in an appropriate sharps container and disposed of according to proper biological waste disposal requirements. All personnel working at a vehicle checkpoint should be familiar with the incident command system and quarantine terminology. Additionally, personnel must have a basic understanding of the state import regulations, the state response plan, basic biosecurity, safety issues, and the screening criteria for the checkpoint. More information on the incident command system, quarantine structure and terminology, and biosecurity can be found in the corresponding just-in-time training presentations. In a recent exercise testing vehicle checkpoint procedures for an interstate situation, many lessons were learned. First, it was determined that the various species industry groups were grateful for the protection provided by the vehicle checkpoint procedures. The process helped the industries feel more confident in the role these actions had in keeping disease out of their state. As a result of this confidence, industry groups indicated that they would aid in controlling vehicle and animal movement within their group. When checkpoint locations are set up between two jurisdictions, such as states or counties, the coordination of efforts between the two will be necessary. Memorandums of Understanding, or MOUs, should be established to outline terms of agreement between the two jurisdictions, such as authorities, responsibilities, support, communication, financial accountability, limitations, and termination of the agreement. The establishment of checkpoint stations during an animal health emergency may be needed to identify affected vehicles, animals, and commodities in efforts to control any disease spread and protect animal health. For more information on checkpoint setup and operation during an animal health emergency response, consult these resources. Information provided in this presentation was developed by the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State University College of Veterinary Medicine through funding from the Multi-State Partnership for Security in Agriculture.